You're listening to SBS News.
With millions of fans across the world, comic book superheroes have become one of the most recognisable forms of popular culture today. Characters like Iron Man and Spider-Man have become renowned and have led to other successes like Black Panther, where Marvel Studios created a new frontier in terms of cultural representation in film. A longtime Marvel fan, Melbourne University student Rashida Wilson says she first became aware of the popular superhero franchise in 2002 when she watched the original Spider-Man movie. She says she has enjoyed the company's selection of television shows and films, but with her minority background has often felt underrepresented in superhero pop culture.
I'm a Muslim woman. I can't say I ever personally felt represented in any of these Marvel movies. I mean, perhaps like female superheroes, like I saw that as decent representation, but not as a Muslim woman.
Up to now, in superhero popular culture, films have traditionally been represented by mostly heterosexual male characters. Marvel's president, Kevin Feige, recently hinted at bringing more diverse characters to the cinematic universe. He told BBC he supports plans to introduce Ms. Marvel, a female Muslim superhero, to the big screen.
Captain Marvel's shooting right now with Brie Larson. Ms. Marvel, which is another character in the comic books, the Muslim hero who was inspired by Captain Marvel, is definitely sort of in the works. We have plans for that once we've introduced Captain Marvel.
Created by editors Sana Amanat and Stephen Wacker, Kamala Khan is a fictional teenage Pakistani-American superhero. She first donned the Ms. Marvel costume in 2013 and was the first Muslim superhero to headline a Marvel comic book storyline. Helen Young, a lecturer in writing and literature at Melbourne's Deakin University, has written about race representation in popular culture. Dr. Young says it is very important for people of different races, especially young people, to see themselves represented in characters in pop culture.
Partly it's important for young people to see themselves on screen and to kind of recognise that they're somebody that a really interesting story can be told about.
The inspiration behind Ms. Marvel was Ms. Amanat herself, based on her experiences and struggles as a young Muslim living in the United States. She wanted to create a character which could resonate with other young Muslims everywhere. As a young Australian Muslim, Rashida Wilson says she has often struggled to find strong female Muslim heroes in popular culture she could relate to. She says including Ms. Marvel in a franchise as big as Marvel would clearly benefit young people in her community.
Especially Muslim women, because we don't have any good, decent representation at all. Definitely not as a, you know, a strong superhero character.
Ms. Amanat has admitted to mixed responses from audience about her character. She says while some used Kamala Khan to promote positive messages, others suggested the character was a surrogate for militant groups' agendas. But Dr. Young says popular culture plays an important role in teaching people about issues from different cultures and backgrounds and can widen a person's own worldviews.
But popular culture is one of the ways that we actually learn about what people are like if we don't know them personally. And when we're growing up as children and as young people, sometimes our circles can be reasonably small and we don't come into contact with the kind of huge range of diversity of kinds of people that there are in the world.
Dr. Young says although people often say they like popular culture detached from politics, the two have always been intertwined.
Popular culture is always political. It always has been. Those sorts of conventional stories where you have, you know, the sort of straight white male superhero, they're political as well. It's just that because we're used to them, we don't recognise it. We tend to notice politics when they're a little bit different.
Comic book sales for diverse characters like Ms. Marvel brought in large sales when Marvel first released them, but suppliers have generally seen numbers taper off after a few issues. Marvel's former vice president caused outrage last year after he reiterated concerns from some retailers that it was because fans were not interested in non-white and female superheroes. But Rashida Wilson says she sees the problem differently, and the backlash for diverse characters was inevitable.
You know, with every change, there's going to be people who are going to react to it and not like it. There are some people that want to keep it as wide and as straight as possible.
The co-owner of All-Star Comics Melbourne, Mitch Davies, argues that while diverse comic characters may have played a small part, there were other factors which could have affected sales.
Maybe Marvel diversified their books too far in the sense that they ended up milking the audiences that they were creating by having too much selection of characters that were too similar, I guess, if that makes any sense. Yeah.
He says with one of the largest ranges of comic book titles, Marvel has also been accused in the past of less than the best business practices.
Having so much range, so many books, unfortunately a lot of like really great books actually underperform just because our customers, they literally can't afford to get everything. They don't actually have the time to read everything.
Marvel recently collaborated with a Chinese internet gaming company to create two new Chinese superheroes. This marks the first time Chinese superheroes have headlined their own comic book series, and it won't be the last. William Chon, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.